This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Navarro, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Hello, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you today. We're going to talk about upper respiratory infection. When someone starts feeling sick, it can be really hard to tell what exactly is going on. I mean, it could be a cold or the flu, RSV, or even COVID-19. Can you start by explaining what an upper respiratory infection is?
Yeah, so an upper respiratory infection is exactly that. It's an infection of the upper respiratory. So meaning it's an infection of the nose, sinuses, and throat.
What upper respiratory viruses are going around right now? I hear a lot about RSV on the news. And of course, you know, we all are pretty aware of COVID-19. And what symptoms will overlap between them? And how can people tell the difference between a cold or the flu, RSV, and even COVID-19? Because it seems as though they may have some of the same symptoms.
That's a great question. There's a ton of viruses going around, including RSV, flu, and COVID. But the more common viruses as well, such as adenovirus, rhinovirus, these cause common cold-like symptoms. The reason why we worry about COVID, flu, and RSV is that there could be complications as a result of those, meaning that they go to the lower respiratory tract, you know, such as a pneumonia. A lot of these common cold symptoms, they have similar features. You're correct. So going back to that analogy of the infection of the nose, sinuses, and throat. So with the nose, you can get a runny nose, congestion. For the throat, you can get symptoms of sore throat and cough. But there are some distinguishing features amongst, you know, flu, COVID, and RSV, such as body aches is more prevalent in flu, and then nose symptoms as well are prevalent in COVID as well, such as the lack of smell. And then wheezing is more prevalent in RSV, especially in children.
Exactly. Okay. So Dr. Navarro, when those symptoms first hit, what should someone do at home to start feeling better? And when is it important to seek medical care?
Yeah, great question. So going back to that analogy, we want to control the nose symptoms and the throat symptoms. So if your predominant symptoms are congestion and runny nose, I honestly recommend a nasal saline spray. You can do 2 sprays in the nostril every 4 hours as needed. You can also do a steroid nasal spray as well. And you can also do an antihistamine like Zyrtec, cetirizine, Allegra, or fexofenadine to help calm down the inflammation in the nose. Okay. For the throat symptoms, I normally like, you know, warm green tea with honey, honestly. Some people like don't, they're like, oh, wow, really? Warm tea with honey? And I swear by it. I swear by it. Every time I get a cold, you can try that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a firm believer in honey. It works.
You can also try over-the-counter like guaifenesin, Robitussin. But honestly, before starting any medications, I would recommend that you talk with your doctor.
Of course. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm joined by Dr. Navarro, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine, and we're discussing upper respiratory infection. So Dr. Navarro, how do these viruses typically spread? The COVID, the RSV, all of those, and what are the most effective ways to protect yourself and others?
Yeah, so these viruses are typically spread via respiratory droplets. In plain English, that means droplets that are essentially spread either by a person's nose or mouth. Okay. So this could occur through coughing, sneezing, or talking. So the most effective ways to protect yourself and others is if you have those symptoms, just to wear a mask, social distancing more than 6 feet. But honestly, the number one way to protect yourself and others is through vaccination.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily prevent the infection of the virus, if that makes sense, but it helps localize the virus to the upper respiratory tract, meaning it keeps the virus up in the nose and throat area, and it sort of prevents the progression to the lungs, to the lower respiratory tract. And so I usually recommend folks to get vaccinated, especially earlier in this common cold and flu season.
Okay, well, I will definitely keep a mask handy. Thank you so much for this great information about URI, upper respiratory infection. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Navarro, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Again, thank you for this much needed and valuable information about upper respiratory infection, especially this time of year where we see it more frequently.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.